turn your hard drive and cough. It's time for another weekly checkup from Dr. Dave. To consult with Dr. Dave, just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
So we're talking about the bankruptcy Chapter 11 filing of Radio Shack. Not really surprising. I mean, it's been like 11 straight quarters they've lost money. Really been kind of surprising that they've been able to delay it as long as they have. And in the midst of these 11 straight quarters of losing money, they've actually done a significant, in fact, I think they may have done two different remodels of stores over those years, trying to ramp things up. You know, Steve and I were talking last week about how they kind of found themselves in the middle of, you know, they either had to stay committed to what I would deem a fairly successful but smaller scale strategy, or make big changes with the risk of significant failure. And I think what they did is they made some big changes and it hurt them. Now, you know, they may have ended up this size anyway. I mean, what's going to happen with Radio Shack after the bankruptcy is they're going to be a significantly smaller company, hopefully more profitable. That's their plan. That's why they're doing it. I think had they cut to the chase before and kind of stayed the course with their traditional, they could have done, you even gave examples of it, Steve-O, last week, where they, you know, they could have approached it a little more positively, sticking with their, and not so much that they had to totally change how they were doing their stores to appear modern, but present it modernly, become the hack store, mm-hmm. become the project store, become the fun store. Then they didn't do that. And it goes back to that thing where you just, sometimes you have to, when you're in the middle of things, you can't do it. You're in the middle of it. You can't see it. You can't do it. You don't perceive it. It doesn't seem important. For whatever reason, you're too much, you're stewed in it, you're marinated in it, and you just can't get out. That mindset. And I think that was a big part of what happened. And then you get companies like Parts Express that last week was the reason even that we brought up Radio Shack. Where Parts Express, you know, you had expressed it as, here's the company that, you know, offers a lot of the stuff that Radio Shack, you used to go to Radio Shack for, and you can't. You go to Radio Shack now, it's cell phones, Bluetooth speakers. You know, Radio Shack is a glorified, slightly more well-stocked phone store. Mm-hmm. You know, 80% or more is phones. So, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking even further back, and I don't go back quite this far, but we were discussing that Radio Shack got started as Tandy Leather out of Texas. And they were confronted in the early 60s, I think it was, late 50s, early 60s, with the reality that, wow, electronics is taken over. People aren't as interested in making holsters with leather and stamping their initials in them. You know, this is a business that's kind of fading away. Not dying. I mean, there's still Tandy Leather out there. Not dying, but not that growth thing, not that growth delta. So what do we do? And they made the decision to get into electronics, which is really, you know, when you think about it, you go from leather to electronics. That's quite a segue. You talk about a revolutionary perspective change, paradigm change. That's it. But they were very successful, and they built a huge business. And as I mentioned, at one point in the early 80s, you wanted to get a really decent quality multi-user small business computer system. There were not a whole Altos and maybe one or two others, but Radio Shack, Tandy Radio Shack was it. And they were very successful. Now they kind of blew some of what they built in terms of the computer part of their business, you know, back in the early to mid 90s. and that sort of went away. And then they continued to degrade, and it's just interesting how they continued to degrade. They would be in a position, not necessarily of dominance, but of they would be in a successful position in a market, and it would just slip away from them. And it happened time and time and time again with different segments of the electronics market. And they ended up, I was just there last night looking for a part. And it's just so funny. You walk in, and the mistake I made, and I told the guys this, I said, this is what I need. They said, oh, a what? What's that? Oh, it's in the catalog. It looks like, I describe it perfectly. It looks like this. Look like, I forgot I needed to put a note on the phone with the catalog number. I don't ever go into any store. If I go into a store that has a online presence where you can look at the part, whether it's cars or whatever.
Which is about everybody.
I always go online and make sure I am totally, completely prepped. In fact, if I can check the stock in the store online, I will do that. And I had done that with this store. I knew they had them in stock. What? A what? A phone connector. It looks like this, and it does that, and it works this way. What? You mean one of these, and they show me a network cable?
Yeah.
No.
You mean a Bluetooth headset connecting? No. Yeah.
You mean a USB cellular phone charger? No. Yeah, I mean, it was really just, you know, I actually sat down on the floor, opened the drawers, went through their drawers, found the piece. Here it is, you know, and I should have taken the catalog number with me. It was my fault because, I mean, isn't that the reality? You got to do their job, too.
Yeah.
You got to carry the cash, be the customer, and do their job, too. And I think that's a significant part of the problem that they've had over the years is just, I think it happens to any company. You look at what happened with IBM. They ended up selling their PC laptop business to the Chinese. Similar kind of situation. It just couldn't, had lost interest, couldn't deal with it. Just simply couldn't deal with it. And I think that's a lot of what's happened with Radio Shack. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if this is going to work. I think this is another step in the death of Radio Shack. They've been able to get through 11 straight quarters of losses. Two, perhaps just one, but it seems like two over the last 5 or 6 years. Store remodels and, you know, kind of exciting new rollouts of the exciting new Radio Shack. Sort of a less is, trying to convince us that less is more kind of thing.
Right.
And so now they're going to shut a bunch of stores, which I do think is important for them to do. Shut a bunch of stores. And then hand over some of the square footage to Sprint. The ironic thing about that is that Sprint's not doing well. I mean, you got two companies that are, yeah, it reminds me of somebody who can't swim jumping into the pool to save somebody who's drowning because they can't swim. Now, what ends up happening? You end up with two bodies, right?
Yep, that's true. But
doesn't that seem like
it's the only,
I could be wrong.
What it is that person that's in the pool drowning, there's only one person on the side of the pool that can jump in and supposedly help, and
right.
They can't swim.
And they can't swim.
And, but they ask for help, and they get help.
I could, you know, and listen, and I do hope I'm wrong. I really do.
Well,
I have, what good, you know, what benefit do I get out of seeing Radio Shack go down the tubes?
It's true.
But you look at what's happening, it just reminds me of what can happen sometimes when people don't take care of themselves. They got real bad diabetes. What ends up happening is they cut your toes off.
Right.
Then they cut your foot off.
Little by little.
Then they cut your lower leg off. I mean, you know, it's a really gruesome kind of thing, but it is very analogous to me of what I see happening with Radio Shack.
That's true.
And look, it's been decades in the making. We talked about how in the 90s they let the, you know, their position, not super powerful, but successful position in computers, just fizzle. I don't know. Maybe it's just a brand that needs to go away. We'll see. More after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, the high-tech way to stay regular.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.